He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
And welcome everyone out there to this edition of SNU. How are you feeling today?
Me?
Well,
I'm tired today.
Why?
Because you have such a loud voice. You kept me up.
I have.
Because you dragged some people home last night, and you were like giving a speech to them at midnight.
I'm always giving speeches.
I know.
To everyone.
Crikey.
Everywhere, all the time.
You have a really loud voice.
That's my destiny.
You have a really loud voice.
Yeah, well, anything that anyone could say at the wee hour of the night would wake you up. You're just so sensitive.
I need my sleep.
Yeah, and when you don't get your sleep, man, you get so grouchy.
Never mind PMS. I'm fine with that. But, I mean, mine's my sleep, yeah. Anyways, that's how I am today. But here I am doing my thing, nonetheless.
Because you're loyal.
Because I'm loyal.
Because you're dedicated.
I'm faithful. That's right. Like a dog.
And you are a dog.
I am a dog, yeah.
According to what? The Chinese astrology?
Chinese astrology, yeah. So
and I'm a
quite
cock.
A compliment. Oh, you.
So this whole issue is about how a cock... And
it's
a dog
a rooster,
get along.
Dear. It's a rooster.
Sorry, rooster.
And you were going,
well, a rooster
ur.
Is a cock, and a cock is a rooster.
This you were doing last night, You were sure letting everybody know that you woke everybody up, I'll tell you, last night. Exactly. That's exactly what you did. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. So, moving on to the next section. The first one. What's cooking?
What's cooking? Well, you know, Bragg's all-purpose seasoning. I just wanted to get into some condiments because I think it's really important that the condiments that you use, and if you do use condiments, that they can make it or break it for you as well as a staple. But they have Bragg's, B-R-A-G-G apostrophe S, all-purpose seasoning. It's made from soybeans and water only. There's no additives, preservatives, chemicals, coloring agents, or added sodium. And no alcohol. It's not fermented or heated and is easily digestible. And it has a secret process that the soybeans are converted into a liquid vegetable protein. But Bragg's has 8 essential amino acids and free of cholesterol and uric acid. And it says on the bottle that it's gluten-free and non-GMO.
Well, I would say that how you use a condom certainly is relative to whether you make or break the situation.
What the heck are you talking about?
Aren't you talking about condoms?
No, I'm not talking about condoms.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Bragg's all-purpose seasoning, you doorknob. What do you think?
Oh, I thought you were talking about condoms.
Would I talk about condoms on What's Cooking?
I thought you were talking about condoms. Oh, you said condiments. I see.
Oh, my goodness. You are definitely working way too hard.
It's a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, with
man,
you,
I had you going. You're so easy to beguile.
No, like I said, I'm over.
No wonder I always get what I want.
Oh. Anyways, Bragg's all-purpose seasoning. It doesn't need to be refrigerated. I do keep it in the refrigerator, but it doesn't need to be refrigerated. And I use this seasoning. Like, you can use it, like, instead of a tamari or soy sauce or salt, right? You know, you love it too, right? I put it in things all the time.
Yeah, you use it almost like a spice, like
a
seasoning.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually put it over chicken, fish, meat in the barbecue, if I barbecue or I bake food. And one of the really neat things that I do is I add it to my chicken soup. You know how I make chicken and turkey soups?
Man, you're the best cooker and maker of chicken soup.
So, I mean, if you're making a chicken or turkey soup, or a lentil soup or anything like that for that matter, what I do is I add the Bragg's soy and then I squeeze in about 2 or 3 freshly squeezed lemons. And it really changes the flavor of your plain, boring old chicken soup. You've got a little salty tart. And it's healthful. That's the beauty part of it.
Absolutely.
It's healthful.
That lemon flavor is really a nice touch to the soup.
So add it to your barbecued meats, add it to your baked meats, fish or chicken, add it to your soups, add it to eggs. And then sometimes when I have some leftover wild rice, you know, the really organic wild rice, I kind of stir fry that up with some eggs and I add the soy to it. So it's sort of quite nice.
Yes, and let's say a little bit about Paul Bragg. Because when you say Bragg's, we're talking about Paul Bragg, his family, whose legacy is still being carried on by, I believe, his daughter.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
What's her name?
They're crusaders. Patricia.
Patricia Bragg.
Patricia
Bragg. Paul Bragg was one of my mentors in print. I never met him, because he had died tragically in a drowning accident. He actually tried to save. Apparently the story is that somebody was calling for help and he dove into the ocean to try and save this person and died trying to save them and apparently saved them.
And he was what, 90?
He was like 96.
Oh my God.
But he was a naturopath. He was an exercise specialist. He strongly believed in whole organic fresh food and exercise. He's one of the few health practitioners that actually lived the life. And he wrote some really, really strong, good books that I think that everyone should have
right,
in their library.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. And his daughter's carrying on the tradition.
So it's nice to see a product like that, mm-hmm. that has the intrinsic value that represents everything that he stood for.
There's more products just than that all-purpose seasoning. They have all different types. So, you know, you want to get them. I actually bought that at a Safeway. I bought this particular one because every time I run out, I buy it. But I usually go to the health food store and buy it. But actually, Safeway carries it now. So that's kind of cool. If you go to a health food store, you'll be able to find all the different Bragg's products. And, you know, really, it's worth the money.
Well, he was big on cleansing, on detox, on fasting, and on living life to the fullest,
yes.
having a strong mental positive attitude. You know, and understanding the why and the wherefore of what health is all about.
Yep.
I learned a lot from him. I really respected him.
Yep.
And it's too bad I didn't get a chance to meet him.
I know.
But he did influence the industry and its movement. And he was a very, very strong, committed individual who pioneered and helped shape the direction of the health industry.
And I was on their website yesterday and they said Patricia Bragg does interviews. So I'm going to try to see if I can get Patricia Bragg on an interview. Wouldn't that be cool?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Okay.
So, Bragg's all-purpose seasoning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good stuff. So, moving on, who was our last month's special guest?
Well, our last month's special guest was none other than Dr. Michael Colgan. And as per usual, Dr. Colgan always amazes us with his outstanding genius. And I think it interesting that he mentioned that for those who want to attend his Power Camp in June, that it is essential to have read the book, The New Power Program. He said that he unfortunately had to fail some of the attendees who took the final exam to become a certified Power Program teacher because they didn't read the book. So if you are planning on attending the Power Camp and to become a certified Power Camp trainer, read the book. It's really, really fantastic.
Yeah, The New Power Program.
Oh, my goodness.
It's one of the great reads in the scientific health and fitness literature.
Exactly. And the more time that I spend with Dr. Colgan, the more respect I have for him. He really has literally been around the block, so to speak. He has worked with the best of the best. And Dr. Colgan really does know his stuff. He is the mastermind, if you don't realize this out there, in SNU land. Len loves that when we say that. He's the one that put sports nutrition on the map. So,
and what happened yesterday when we walked into that store? I won't mention
the
name of the store.
These young people that work in this health food store or vitamin store had never heard of Dr. Michael Colgan.
Okay, now this
Michael
is a sports
Colgan.
Nutrition center. It's the largest health food store retailer in the world, no names mentioned, and they specialize in
sports nutrition.
And three of these people working inside the store had never heard of Michael Colgan.
Yeah, so get with the program.
And also, what did they say about their leadership? They did not respect their leadership.
Yeah.
They feel disrespected by their leadership.
Yeah.
So you can see how people that work as employees in a retail health food store, if they don't respect leadership and feel that they don't care about them, how can you possibly expect the utmost of loyalty and productivity from people like that?
Right.
I mean, but you know, the people at the top, when they don't care, because they don't put any money whatsoever into training and education.
Well, it's just a job for these young people. And these young people were good looking and excited. We went in there to give some posters for our lectures, and they were really like lapping up every word that you said, and they really want the education.
Yeah.
And it's not just a job. I look at it as a career where these people will move up, and this is our future.
It's not just a job, it's a life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How? What do we say, Corey? We're not in the industry. The industry's in us.
That's right.
That's a big one. Remember that.
You can take Corey out of the industry, but you can't take the industry out of Corey.
Oh, brother. Anyway, let's move on. So I'd like to say a big, big, big thanks to Dr. Michael Colgan for his anniversary special. Every year he's on our anniversary special, and it is just like I said, get with the program, because his science-based work that he's done over the years is just unbelievable, and we're all benefiting from it.
Absolutely. And the camp is just around the corner, and I look forward to meeting a whole new mm-hmm. bunch of great people from all over the world who are full of enthusiasm and desire to be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Absolutely. Thanks. Dr.
Good stuff.
Corkin.
So, my dear, who is our next month's special guest?
Well, our next month's special guest is Mr. Jeff Anderson. Now, Jeff is also known as the Muscle Nerd, and Jeff lives in Illinois with his wife, and he has his own strategy of supplying the demand. So he's written the e-book. He has his own website, and it's called The Average Joe Guide to Homemade Supplements. And what he's doing is he's challenging the sports nutrition industry quality control and the claims that are made which are not true. He talks about putting together your own individual products to produce better results. So we really look forward to Jeff Anderson's interview.
Yeah, and we did an interview together. He interviewed me and actually added it as a bonus to his ebook. And so he asked me questions like what I thought about certain supplements and which ones are the most important to take and whether or not thermogenic supplements have any value. And we got into some good stuff about education.
Yeah, and that was interesting. It was supposed to be like a 20-minute interview. And as I say, that if you ask Corey a question, you better pack a lunch. The interview ended up to be an hour and a half. So.
And you know what? All the time during the entire adventure that I call interacting with people, I am fully enjoying the process.
I know you do. I know you
do. So I'm having a good time.
I know.
I'm loving it.
That's what it's all about.
No,
so,
I don't know whether or not anyone else is loving it, but you know what? I don't really care.
Well, you're like a rooster or like a cock. You like to hear your own
Yeah, what does every cock have? A brood of hens?
I have no idea.
It's a hen house? Man, that guy's a lucky guy.
I have no idea what.
I want his job.
What every rooster has. I know they wake people up. Anyway, we really look forward to Jeff Anderson's interview.
Yeah, and so do I. So we'll look forward to that.
Next
now,
one.
Moving on, let's get into the big hot topic.
Well, my hot topic this month is sabotaging relationships. To sabotage means a deliberate act of destruction or disruption in which equipment is damaged, or to ruin or destroy. Now, when that comes to sabotaging relationships, what do you think that means?
Well, you know, what I'm thinking about is a movie called The Fantastic Voyage, and they shrink down this little, I don't know, it was a spaceship or some kind of vessel, and they go inside the body because they can't get to the brain tissue to disintegrate the tumor with this laser gun. But there was a guy inside the ship that was a saboteur. He was an enemy, but he was falsely participating as part of the group, but really he was planted in to sabotage the process. So that's what I think of sabotage, an internal destructive force that works from the inside
right,
out.
Right, exactly.
But it's blinded to people, like they don't make themselves known.
Right. So how many times have we seen many relationships destroyed because of sabotage? And it's truly unfortunate that as these individuals are not upfront and honest with the people that they are involved with, they have to destroy the relationship in a roundabout way that takes the heat off of them and makes the other people involved dissolve the relationship. We've seen this happen, right?
Right. So what do you think is a good example of someone that sabotages their own relationship by what you just said? You don't have to name names. What's a good example? Give me an example.
I'm looking at you going, please don't make me name names. Let's say somebody who, if you're in a marriage and they go out and they spend all their time out all the time, they never come home, they never help out, they say they're going to be home at a certain time and they just ongoing never do. And then the person who's staying at home, it could be a man or a woman, it doesn't matter, they get really ticked off and eventually they blow up and they get mad. And then the person who's been out all the time says, all you do is ever get mad. Right? So they turn it around. Or somebody who goes out and gambles all the time and spends all the money. Or somebody who's always at work all the time. Or somebody, gosh, and just goes on and on and on and on.
So basically it's somebody that wants to end the relationship but doesn't have the freaking balls to say, I want to end the relationship. So what they do is they create an environment or a situation that forces the spouse to cancel the relationship.
Exactly.
So that they don't
because
have to confront
behavior.
The issue.
Right. Exactly. Well, this is my topic.
It's quite insidious, isn't it? It's like a carefully manipulated plan.
It really is the coward's way out.
Yes.
Is what it is. It's the coward's way out. Get some balls. Woo, I can't believe I said that. I believe, and I know that you do too, Corey, that if you want out of a relationship, be true to yourself and be honest with the other party and get out of the relationship with honor and integrity. Don't put it off, and by all means, don't lead the other party on and make it miserable for you and the others around you. It's very destructive to your health mentally and emotionally, and in turn, it will without a doubt start to destroy your physical health.
What do you say, dear? How you start is how you finish?
That's what my mom used to say. Start the way you intend to finish.
Okay, so I think that the reason that we've got this problem with this guy or woman not telling their spouse what's going on is because they started right from the beginning on a dishonest foundation.
Yep.
They did not disclose their ulterior motives for why they even wanted to even get married. Like, for example, I know a person who is married, didn't want to get married, and felt pressure to get married. So instead of saying, no, I don't want to get married, he just kind of like caved in to the pressure. But he really did not want to get married. And so now he lives in a marriage that he's not happy in.
Right. Then neither is she.
Right. So
it's his behavior.
It's non-disclosure. It's like you don't represent yourself completely and tell the spouse that you're about to marry and engage with what it is that you truly want out of the relationship and how you feel about a lot of different things.
So why would you want to be in a relationship with someone or a business arrangement if you feel that you are not benefiting nor have no respect for these people? So why would you want to do that? I just don't understand why.
People have a lot of different reasons for the stuff that they do, dear. And it will blow your mind. It blows my mind when you ask them why and if they can really get into the nitty-gritty about why they do the stuff. It's bizarre, the reasons that they have.
Yeah, but life's far too short to sabotage relationships. It takes a lot of work to maneuver this type of behavior. It really, really does.
Well, what if you came from a family where you're used to being sabotaged or you're used to seeing your father or mother sabotaging each other, right? It's kind of normal for you. So it's a comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's their way of love.
What you live kind of breeds a legacy into the next relationship.
You know, I got to admit that I actually have done that in the past.
Well, I think we all have to some degree, whether it was in a marriage or in a relationship.
I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I really did want out. But then I thought, I don't want to hurt the other person. In the meantime, I'm hurting.
You know what? It really comes down to you're still a freaking coward.
Yeah.
Like, tell the person the truth and be prepared for the consequences, which is ultimately termination of the relationship.
Exactly.
And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't always turn out that way. Yeah. Sometimes it turns out to maybe a temporary separation or a temporary distancing, but then you learn and regroup, and then you come together and say, you know what, I'm sorry, and there's a healing process.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're injured. You have to allow time for the body to heal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's do what you got to do, right? Stand up for what you believe in. I think that's really, really important.
And I think that also living like that causes a lot of physical disease.
Well, that's what I had mentioned, mental, emotional, and physical. Right.
Because this force that's going on within you, it's almost like an immorality, a discrediting of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my theory is that when your moral fiber weakens by giving into temptation, you yourself weaken as a human being, and then you lose complete control of yourself,
right.
So-called, quote-unquote, because no one loses complete control of themselves. We're always in control of everything that we're doing.
Right.
Whether we'll admit that or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to have some integrity. I think that's, you know, within yourself. Self-worth is a big one. So it's all about you. And, you know, start the way you intend to finish and don't get into a relationship if you really don't. Don't let anybody talk you into a relationship if you don't want to be talked into it. So, you know, no more sabotaging. Come on, get real. Get with the program.
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that topic, dear. Hope it never happens to me.
Yeah, right.
So, let's end this discussion with your final word.
My final word is by Spencer Johnson. Integrity is telling myself the truth, and honesty is telling the truth to other people.